bouncing back and forth between the units. You are our last revocation hearing for the day. My name is Louis Quinones. I am the acting board chairman for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. The next voice you will hear will be Mr. David Neal. Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Sergio Martin Morales, 190-341.
Thank you, sir. Can you bring it for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your community supervision revocation? I may have supported members are going to conduct your hearing at this time. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. To my left is the Honorable Louis Quinones. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead. Also, today we have Mr. Lesby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
No.
Okay, so when you signed that, you got to tell me when the hearing was, and you signed it and said you wanted to be here?
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you signed it on the 23rd of July. All right, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, and at this time, I'd like to request an amendment to page 1 of the warrant. There is a typo on the date released at the bottom third of the page. It currently says June 7th, 2018. That's the date he was released when he was reinstated. His original release date was on February 23rd, 2018. And to the right of there, the CSCD is incorrect. It is a typo. It should be January 24th, 2018, not January 29th.
Thank you, sir. Okay, sir. Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. All right, so allegation number one is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12B. As demonstrated by your failure to complete the treatment program that offers substance abuse and mental health treatment on or about June 24, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Okay, obvious number two is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about June 22nd, 2018, per the past individual testing compliance summary dated June 26, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Thank you, sir. So, based on the reasons of Mr. Morales, I'm going to move to find that he's delinquent as he violated term division of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or without lapse in a criminal wage for his company.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, moved by Mr. Quinones. Okay, so we're going to be moving into phase two in a couple of minutes, but before we move, Mr. Westby's going to give us some background information. So please stay on the line, and I'll get back with you in a couple of minutes, okay?
All right, thank you.
Mr. Westby.
Mr. Morales was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on February 23, 2018. He was arrested June 26, 2018 by ABC staff. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on June 26, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of January 24, 2019. Zero scum days. Current conviction, 2012, misconduct involving weapons, 6.5 years. 2012, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2012, disorderly conduct, 1 year. His prior convictions in 2004, number one violation, 1 year. 2004, misconduct involving weapons, 4.5 years. 2008, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. 2010, narcotic drug violation, 2.5 years. This is his fourth term in DOC, CUIR score 4.4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. As TGA information notes, he's an admitted member of the Broadway Gangster Crip criminal street gang. Prior term of supervision, 2008, TIS release, arrested on new felony narcotic drugs for sale, revoked by the BABC. 2010, TIS release, completion 3 months. 2012, TIS release, arrested on current offense, breached CSCD in custody. His disciplinary violations are significant, with drugs and violence noted. After his return to DOC, he received his disciplinary on July 28, 2018, that was found guilty for a major violation for fighting with another inmate. He has another arrest in 2002, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2002, theft, Arizona, county jail. In 2008, possession of narcotics, Arizona, probation revoked. His community risk score is a G7, B8.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Morales, we're going over a summary of the case supervision at this time. So it seems you were released, then you were violated, and the board, you came before the board and gave you another chance. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct. My problem was alcohol abuse, and I cooperated with all of that. It was just that my UAs were being repeated constantly, so I felt like I didn't feel like it was correct for me to drop so many UAs at a certain period of time, but I was not using drugs. I was only I wasn't even drinking. I just felt like it wasn't correct to be dropped so many times in a short period of time. And I was going to speak to my parole officer regarding that, but I didn't have the time to do that because I got violated on my parole.
Okay, but you were violated for not completing the treatment program that offered substance abuse and mental health treatment. And that was one of the conditions of your release from that the board gave you last time, is that you had, when you put you back on the street, you were supposed to go out and take that program and not be concerned with how many times you had dropped the UA. And you know, if you didn't drop a lot because you had an addiction problem. So, thinking that you're doing too many, because you know, if I use a drug today, 4 days from now, 5 days from now, it may not be in my system. And if you took one every, say, just once a week, you could be doing a lot of drugs and never get caught with UA. So, okay, when you were released the second time, you were supposed to go to Vigre at 2501 North Elm Street in Phoenix. And on June 22nd, notification was received from V-Way that he had been discharged from the V-Way program. So, why did you leave V-Way? Is it the same thing? Too many UAs? Too much control?
Unfortunately, yes. It gets all connected to the repeated UAs in a short period of time. You guys gave me an opportunity to go out there, and like I said, I had an alcohol problem, and I had an alcohol monitoring bracelet, incorporated it, and that was my problem, not drugs, but even though I came out clean, it was just repeated UA that short period of time that I felt were correct. But that's where it all started from. When I was cooperating with the program and everything, sir.
Well, when the board allowed you to go back out the last time, that's part of what happens is you get on a tighter UA schedule, you got to go to a substance abuse program, and when you don't do them, you get violated again. So, were you working at all while you were out?
We weren't allowed to for 2.5 weeks. We had a program, so all I was doing was attending my programs.
Okay. It says that upon your release that second time to leave to complete the BOEC mandated conditions for substance abuse and mental health treatment, you were also placed on a TAB device through CHC for the BOEC mandated conditions. And on June 21st, 2018, the offender discharged from VA programs, failed to complete the substance abuse and mental health programming. And you were assigned a task when you were released last time, and you were assigned to call Pink. You only submitted one urine sample under the task program while you were on the release out of June 14, 2018. It was negative. Then on the 22nd, which was just what, 8 days later, you failed to submit a sample for the color code. That doesn't sound like a whole lot of drops to me. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow workers have any questions at this time. Okay, sir. We're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination in a few minutes. Before we do, we'd like to allow you to have a final statement. Tell us anything else you think might be important to our decision. And once you do that, we'll go into the discussion. So, do you have a final statement, sir?
Yes, I acknowledge and I appreciate the opportunity you gave me my last time to be released, and I believe that everything you provided me with was helping me, and this being in prison is not helping me. I may have psychological needs or addiction needs, substance abuse needs, but I feel that this place is not helping me. I could get more help on the streets. I'm not a dangerous person. I just got a problem with alcohol and mental health.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're just going to go into discussion to make the determination. We're talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. But we ask you to stay on the phone. Just remain silent, and once we make a determination, I'll get back with you, okay?
All right, thank you.
The vote is now in discussion. It seems that Mr. Morales came for the board and put him back out with some added conditions, and we would like the conditions, and wasn't able to abide with the new conditions and was violated. Just, put whatever trust in him when we put him back out, and he's violating that trust, and based on that, I don't see him as a good candidate to return to community supervision at this time. But I know we'll listen to the discussion from the board members.
I agree.
Okay, well, based on all the information, warrant number 2018W1824, Mr. Morales' testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Morales as he was linked with violated terms and conditions of supervision and have lapses about the lapse in criminal ways owners or company, and specifically with not willing to follow the conditions set forth by the BOEC on this release.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, and agreed by Mr. Campbell. A certain order is voted to remove your duty supervision at this time. However, we will be released on about January 2019. It's 7 months away, but it's not a long time. Once you get out, you'll be free of the Department of Corrections, and if you need help, you'll have to get yourself into the program. I suggest that between now and then, you see what you can do as far as finding some treatment when you get out. See if there isn't some kind of program you can take on there, like NAAA, those type of things. But primarily, when you wish you left, but make yourself a plan for what you're going to do so that you can take care of your problem when you get out and not have to worry about getting sent back to prison. Okay, sir?
All right, thank you.
All right, this is Mr. Hearn. Can you put your CFO at the phone, please?